And now we should check in on the situation in Washington concerning the federal government closed for business.
There's a majority in Congress right now that would vote to reopen the government. They just need to bring it up for a vote.
That's where we stood last week, but that's Treasury Secretary Jack Lew, essential federal employee, speaking yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press. Joining us now is essential employee for The Takeaway, Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
Where do we stand on this Monday?
Well, shutdown enters its second week, and we stand pretty much where we have all week, except for a couple of things. John, what has happened now? Everything that you've heard about the government shutdown is no longer just about the shutdown. Here's the reality in the Capitol. The CR, the continuing resolution, the shutdown fight, has now really melded into the fight over the debt ceiling and raising the debt ceiling. Despite the efforts of some members of Congress to keep those two things separate, to say, no, let's have one negotiation over raising, over opening the government and another negotiation over raising that debt ceiling, the reality is that October 17th is the deadline for the debt limit, and those two things are now becoming one big talk. I shouldn't say talk, there are no real talks going on right now, but over the weekend, you played a cut from Jack Lew there. Jack Lew, the Treasury Secretary, John, was not the only important person in this scenario who was making the rounds on the Sunday talk shows. Listen to John Boehner here, because what he had to say raised a lot of eyebrows around Washington and sort of puts a big question mark over where we're headed. Listen to Boehner.
There's no way we're going to pass when the votes are not in the House to pass a clean debt limit. And the president is risking default by not having a conversation with us.
That was John, ABC's This Week. John Boehner, what is he saying there?
Okay. John Boehner was reported in the New York Times this past week of going behind the scenes and telling House Republicans basically this. Yeah, we're demanding concessions from the president on the debt ceiling, but look, there's no way I'm going to let us default. If it comes to it, I'm going to turn to the Democrats for votes. I'm not going to let us default. Boehner's staff made sure that that story got out to reporters, and it was widely interpreted as John Boehner reassuring Wall Street. Look, we may be having a political squabble, but I'm not going to let us blow through the debt ceiling. Bond prices and interest rates won't be in trouble. Don't worry. Then he goes back on television and says, we don't have the votes in the House to raise a clean debt limit, and it's not going to happen without a negotiation. A bit of will he, won't he, coming from John Boehner.
We just call it lying. It's lying. Well, He's lying. He either had the votes or he didn't have the votes. I mean, what's going on here? We got to get down to actually talking about what's going on
here,
John, at some point.
And we don't know he has the votes until he puts it on the floor, and that's the frustration from Democrats, is that they have turned around and said, if you're not lying, if you're not lying, then put it on the floor and let's find out. Democrats say this is a negotiating tactic. He knows it would pass, the same as the CR. But here's the even bigger thing, John. Whether or not that statement from the speaker is just a negotiating tactic or whether he's actually saying, I'm going to go to the mat on this. Republicans coming out of the House conference have been telling reporters something else, that John Boehner is actually quietly pursuing something along the lines of the grand bargain. You can call it a mini grand bargain, saying to the White House, and these talks have not officially taken place yet, saying to the White House that, look, in exchange for opening up the government and raising the debt ceiling, let's talk about changing the way Medicare is calculated. Let's talk about changing the way Social Security is calculated. Let's use the money to turn off the sequester. And let's all get a win here. We don't know how real that is. And Democrats are saying we can have those discussions, but turn on the government and raise the debt ceiling first so that the president isn't seen as negotiating over things he said he would never negotiate over. And that is where we are.
Which still doesn't prevent an up or down vote on the House floor. We'll get into whether the Hastert rule, which is what's being evoked here to prevent an up or down vote, has any sort of constitutional standing at all. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Pleasure, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.